which every living thing hath died. Oh, heavenly tears of love in which every living thing hath died. Oh, oh, heavenly rivers of tears of love in which every living thing hath died. Oh, Ikara, oh, oh, no, every living thing hath died. Oh, heavenly love. Oh, 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 oh. Heavenly tears of love, which every living thing hath died. Oh, oh. Satan hath died. Pride hath died. Oh, every living thing hath died. Oh, 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 heavenly tears of love. Rivers of tears in which every living thing hath died. Oh, 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 living thing hath died. Oh, 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 heavenly love, which every living thing hath died. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you. Shine it on my heart.
Shaban. Holy Shaban. Lincoln, standing inside of the New Jerusalem, we look toward the throne of God and hanging right up of the over heaven, above the two cherubims that are on each side of the throne of our Father, hanging right up there, we see the source of all life. We see the source of all love hanging right up above the cherubims. Oh, we see the source of all the rivers of living water. We see the source of all the rivers of living blood. We see the source of all the rivers of fire. We see the source of all grace hanging right up over, oh, the heavenly city, right up over the cherubims. Oh, Lord Jesus, I see you hanging right there, the heavenly sacrifice, clothed upon with your Father. Oh, hanging right there before me. Your eyes running with rivers of tears of love. Oh, flowing down and moving out. Here's the source of all rivers, oh, of life and love, coming out of the eyes of Jesus Christ and our Father, being both one, hanging up over the cherubim. Here's the source of all the workings of the Holy Ghost, all three combined in one. That voice is the sound of many waters, and it moves out from that sacrifice and moves the rivers of life and moves the rivers of love and moves the rivers of blood and moves the rivers of water. There it hangs right there before you. Oh. Oh. Gave him a high place, saith the Lord. Yea, that all nations shall look unto him. Yea, and that all people shall look unto him. And yea, did I not say that even all heaven shall bow down to him, saith the Lord. For yea, I did clothe myself upon my son and did lift him up, yea, above the throne, above the mighty cherubim, and hang him at a daily living sacrifice of love, saith the Lord. Yea, that I might see the source of all my rivers of life flowing from the tears of his eyes. And yea, that I might see the source of all the fountains, rivers and oceans of living water flowing from the sweat of his body. Yea, that started in the Garden of Gethsemane, saith the Lord. Yea, that I might see the source of all the rivers of blood, yea, oceans of blood flowing from his body, and he hanged up above the cherubim, saith the Father. Yea, that I might see the water of his body now glorified, and that I might know that in him is given the love for the whole world. And I, saith the Father, do give unto you one person in each of you that same love for the whole world. For yea, there is plenty, saith the Lord. Baptism of love in which every living thing hath died. The love of God gathers together all the other workings of Jesus Christ, his blood, his body, his sweat, and everything else, and he puts it right down on you in a mighty baptism by the Holy Ghost and begins to breathe through your body, wash through your body with waves. That voice is the sound of many waters coming from that heavenly sacrifice, hanging even up above the mighty cherubims, the boss of heaven. He took him and put him up above those, above his throne. Oh, are you ready for that mighty baptism of love in which every living thing hath died, in which gathers together all the other workings of Christ and puts them, clothes them upon you and saturates you? Are you ready? Let's come to him. Lord Jesus, I see you hanging right there above the throne. I see the Father clothed upon you. And I see the rivers of tears flowing down from your eyes. And I see the oceans of the sweat of your body of love flowing down from your body. And I see the rivers opened up blood. And the rivers of water flowing down from your body. I feel the movings of grace flowing out from your body by the Holy Ghost. I accept, Lord Jesus, by faith, that you have clothed upon me your heavenly sacrifice, and hath saturated me, and hath swollen me up, my flesh into your flesh, my blood into your blood, and hath set my body afire with your love and your life, saith the Lord. Oh, now just let him flow down on you. Let that baptism of love start. Listen. Oh. 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 And Lord, every living thing, God, let him breathe in you. Let him drown in you. Oh. Oh. Turn you white. Turn you with a heavenly glory. Saturate you with that blood of the heavens in which every living thing died. Saturate you with that water of the heavens in which every living thing died. Saturate you with that love of the sacrifice of the heavens through Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. Voice of many waters. Ocean, yeah, ocean of love. Move into your body. This is the reason why that God had us last night to cast down Satan. Because the darkness of his seat has hidden that daily sacrifice shining from heaven. Oh, and once he came down, that daily sacrifice, the source of all the rivers of life, the source of all the tears of love, the source of all the blood, and whichever living thing hath died, the source of all the works of Jesus Christ was revealed for you and I to live, seeing him hanging before us there daily, so that we might look at him and live. 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 And the reason we got clothed upon with that daily sacrifice hanging there before us is because in order to receive anything from God, you must first be made one with it. And once you're made one with it, it hangs before you all the time. Yes, Lord. So now I want us to just close our eyes and just look at him by faith. Lord Jesus, see you hanging right there with rivers of tears of love streaming down on me. Now just let them just come down on you. Clothe them. Saturate you. Oh. 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 Mm. Mm. Oh. Mm. Mm. Oh. I see you hanging right there with rivers of blood, of love, in which every living thing hath died. Now just let him clothe it down upon you and saturate you with that living blood. Feel every living thing dying. Oh. I see you hanging right there. The sacrifice of heaven. The daily sacrifice of heaven. And your body dripping, yea, running, yea, flowing with the waters of the fire of your flesh and the sweat of your love, in which every living thing hath died. Now just feel it clothe down upon you and saturate. See you hanging right there. Clothe the bone with the Father. Oh, shining with a heavenly light, the source of all true light, in which every living thing hath died. Now feel that light just clothe out upon you. Shine right through your body. I see you hanging right there before me. Clothe the bone with the Father. One with my Father. The heavenly sacrifice, in which all source of all life from the new heaven now flows. And I see the light of your knowledge shining out from you by the Holy Ghost. Now feel it clothe upon you. Shine through your mind. Let that knowledge roll. Every living thing hath died in that night. Oh. Lord Jesus, I see you hanging there. Clothe upon and one with my Father. The heavenly sacrifice. And yea, I see shining out from you by the Holy Ghost all the heavenly wisdom in which every living thing hath died. Now just clearly clothe upon you and saturate you with that heavenly wisdom. Hath been saturated. Thank you. Jesus. Clothe upon with my Father. I accept you hanging right there over the city. My daily sacrifice and the source of all light, of discerning of spirits, which has clothed upon me and has shined through me. Destroy as the ever living thing hath died. Shut your eyes. Satan has died. Oh, you get over and sit down. Right over. Don't you move. Oh, shut your eyes. Lord Jesus, I see you hanging right there before me. Clothed upon with your Father. Filled him. The source of all the heavenly faith and the heavenly dominion of faith that hath called upon me and hath saturated me and hath moved through me in a mighty wind. Now feel it move through you. Come on, I shout. Through me like a mighty wind. Lord Jesus, I see you hanging right there above the throne, clothed upon and one with my Father. My daily sacrifice, in which is the source of all waters of healing of love, in which every living thing hath died, and I accept that it hath clothed upon me and hath set up a continual washing of rivers of living water through my body. Now feel that mighty moving through you. That you have clothed upon me and saturating me? Will they continue flowing and moving a miracle in power? Now just let him move it through you.
Thank you.
minister to you. Solemn minister to you. Our Father has said that once the daily sacrifice is established in my people's life and before their face, then every blessing they receive as they bring it and work it out in the light and the moving of that daily sacrifice, it becomes life and knowledge to them. Without that, you only get just showers of blessing and touching the blessing. This is the plan of God for the whole earth, to have everything worked out from its source, the sacrifice, the living sacrifice of love of our Father and Jesus Christ, in which all sources of life begin, all sources of love begin, all sources of healing begin, all sources. You know, you can bathe in a river in the natural, but if you really want to find the purity of that river, get up to the source of it. You can smell the breezes in the natural, and the wind will blow refreshing on you. But if you want to really get the purity of that wind, get as close to the source of it as you can. Get out of the smog and the smut and come to the source of that wind. And this is where the Lord has put you, to the source. Now, every other thing you get, you can set up there before that sacrifice, and he'll work it out in you in purity. You won't have to take any workings of any other forces against you, because every living thing hath died in that sacrifice of our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he has gathered it all together in one. Him, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he hung it up there before the city, living. And out from there, the Holy Ghost flowed rivers of life, puffs of air, rivers of healing, rivers of blood, rivers of life, rivers of miracle, whatever needed out there flowed. This is that voice as the sound of many waters that John heard down on the Isle of Patmos. He said, listen, and this is a promise all through the scriptures. You can search it out if you like. He said, once my people come in obedience to me, said, I shall bring them to my source of life. I shall bring them to the foundations of my life. And there they shall build out from that foundations and shall go out with life, go out with healing, go out with knowledge, because my plan is that my knowledge and my wisdom must cover the earth as the water covers the sea, and it cannot cover it with just branches out from the river. It must come from the source and start new rivers and new movings in the earth. So no matter where you are, what river you start from, you go to the source and let it purify itself, running through you. You see how simple? The devil hid that daily sacrifice. A lot of other benefits we could get, but until we got him down from there, he hid it. And that's one of the things the Lord had me to turn around for yesterday and clothe me on from behind. Because he knew that if I got that, if I got an understanding of that, and got it put together, that I wouldn't have done what I did last night and this morning. I'd have quit everything and went to the source. I'd have been so weak I couldn't help it. So he clothed it on from behind. But today he said, now, let her go. So we have let her go. I shall allow you, saith the Lord, to discover my foundations. You remember that scripture? Foundations. The sources.
the foundations of my waters, the foundations of my life, these sources, where that you can take everything you get and come to the source or the daily sacrifice and let it purify through you. No matter how much purity I give you through my ministry, I want you to understand this. You've got to have my ministry. You can't get along without it. But you cannot take my ministry and move it out through you. Because it's not your ministry. The very moment you try to move my ministry out through you, it'll become impure, won't it? So you take what I give you, what Christ gives you through me, and you take it to the source. And there he purifies out all of my ministry and brings forth your ministry. Is this right or is this wrong? Hey, well, Brother Bruce, you're telling me not to listen to your ministry? You better. Because you'll never know what to carry to the source if you don't. But once you get moving and understanding of what's going through the ministry of Christ in me, now you have a place to come with it to the source, and it can purify and bring out your ministry. Oh, kabaranda. Hanging up over the city, even higher than the mighty cherubim. Did you know the cherubims are the power that our father wrote on, David said, when he discovered the foundation of the world? Rode up on a cherubim and to fly. One on each side of his throne that he uses for power. And this sacrifice, he hung it even higher than that. So you could discover the foundation of heavens. Oh, la, la, la. Now I'm going to quit, but the first thing I want you all to do, you singers, I want you to get that tape with my singings on there, okay? And I want you to take that, and I want you to come to the source. I do. I want you to take that song off of there, and I want you to come to the source. And I want each one of you, the source, the sacrifice. And I want each one of you to purify you a song. Let him purify it through you with that same ministry, only it purified for your work. Now I want the rest of you to take it and come do it and let those prophecies purify through you. Now I want you to take those prophecies. Let them begin to flow in your mind. Listen to them on the tape as they go, and there were plenty of them. And then they flow. Then you get them moving in you. I want you to turn to the source, the sacrifice, and let him purify some prophecies through you. All right? Those gifts that I begin to move in there, I want you to get the feeling of them, the spirit of life, on that tape. And as you get at rest in the feeling of them, I want you to come to the source. Just acknowledge him right there alive before you. And let them begin to flow through you. Did everyone understand what I'm talking about? Oh, absolutely. And I want you to pick out different workings. You'll never, if you live 10,000 lifetimes, you'll never be able to take this message and get the fullness out of it. You don't realize it, but you won't. Because this thing started many different works, and at the source is the abundant supply. Prophecies, tongue, interpretation. You want to perfect the gift of tongues? Listen to those tongues speaking on that tape. Get them moving in you, and then turn to the source and let him purify you. You want to perfect the shining of knowledge in there? Listen to that tape and get the shining of that knowledge just like it was. You come at rest in that and then come to the source and let your knowledge of your ministry work out. Oh, he took one little old bitty tape here. you know, he's something, isn't he? In about an hour. Wasn't it an hour? And he put all the workings of the heavens and all sources of life right in that little tape so that you could start from there and come to the source and let yours work out through you. He said he's going to do it. He said, I'm going to do a great work. I didn't even know what he's talking about. Afraid to ask him. You know, because if you go to getting knowledge of what all he's going to do, the first thing you know, you'll be in there trying to help him. Won't you? Or this is my weakness. I don't know whether you do that or not. Do you do that? You found out you have been guilty of that, haven't you? Even though it went in the sea of forgiveness, it still left the scars in there of all the times you tried to help him, you know. So it's safe to have just enough knowledge to start. Have the thing laid out fine in your mind, but have just enough to start and let him do the work. Now, in that tape is the beginning of every one of your ministries. You can search it out. I'm not going to point it out for you. You can search it out. Love, grace, power, fire, tongues, interpretation, prophecy, healing, miracles, sources of life, every one of them. But in the face of that sacrifice, which is the source, you can work it out. Now, don't try to eat that whole message. Pick you out one work on that thing. Make you a bunch of little old tapes if you want to. Pick you out one work on there. And start from there and just let it soak through you. Get it rest in what's going there. Then come to the source. Acknowledge him right there before you. And let that thing just keep flowing in you until he purified it. And the first thing you know, it'll go coming out of you. And it may come out of you differently, though it'll be the same thing. For example, you may hear the song going, ooh, it may come out of you. Ah, surely won't sound like that. Oh, yes, Lord. Do you want to do this? All right, there it is. Oh, Brother Bill, you've got two copies, haven't you? You got me one copy to carry in. And you got another copy. Okay, quick as you get them, well, then go at it. Oh. I know you don't believe it's going to work, but it's going to work. Because it hath worked. It's going to do it because it hath done it. If you don't believe, you pick out one of those works. If you don't believe, it's going to start shaking you from the bottom of your feet, top of your head. You just submit to it. And then if you don't believe it'll consume you, you come to the source and let it begin to do your personal work in you. You let it purify out all of my ministry, which it's got to do. Because you can't have mine. I don't have yours, do it. You let it purify, let that source purify out my ministry. And let yours start coming forth, and all you'll have to feel, you can't stand it. I guarantee you can't stand it. You get started in one of those prophecies, and we liable to lose you. Whoa! Oh, yes, Lord. Turn us on some music, Brother Ron. Let's play and get everybody.
It's what you're feeling. that's blowing by the wind and settles in the depths of my song. It's a line, green pastures by the tree of life, and each my soul is full. It's like a dream.